Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's live radio show. As the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is another beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us to be able to see. And today I want to encourage you that the best is yet to come.
Hey y'all, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me, you know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
God, this is crazy.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now. So I'm changing.
I'm doing good.
See the world changing.
I'm doing good.
I know.
You know, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it doesn't matter what you're going through today. Remember, we have the victory. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I want to thank you for listening to our radio show, and I want to send a very special shout-out to those who have been listening to me in Brazil. This is Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Love you, and we thank you for listening to our radio show. And, of course, for those that listen to us in the United States, the Lord has blessed us to be back here on Blob Talk Radio and, of course, our studios, the Spoken Word Radio Station. Let's go and play some more gospel music, and I pray that you'd be encouraged today. And we want to play music that inspires you and give you that extra boost for today.
I thought I would never. devil thought he. Can I testify? The devil thought he. But then my life was over. He thought by now I give up. He thought by now I give up. The devil thought he. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he that my life was over. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Yes, he turned it, and I pray that whatever you're going through today, remember that God is getting ready to turn things around for you. Don't give up, because help is on the way. Let me remind you, at 12:30, we will be having our inspirational message by yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Also, I want to invite you out to my church. If you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, I want to invite you to our service, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. That's Jehovah Jireh Worship Center, which Pastor Kenneth Morgan and Evangelist Kathleen Morgan is the pastors of that ministry. Also, I want to invite you to listen to us on Old School 1029 this Sunday. As a matter of fact, you can hear me on Old School 1029 every first and third Sunday at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then on fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And you can hear me by going to cborangeburg.com and go to Old School 1029, listen live, and I will be ministering the Word of God and playing the best in gospel music right there on Old School 1029 on Experience the Power of God Radio Ministry, again with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. So don't forget, now at 12:30, I will be preaching our inspirational message, giving you that extra encouragement, giving that in the extra strength to let you know that whatever you're going through, God is able to bring you out of the circumstances and situation. Don't forget to follow us on this station here as we come on every Monday through Friday. That's right at 12 noon, and Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Now, let me remind you, this Saturday and every Saturday, we play old quartet songs, and a lot of folks in the country love quartet singing, so we will be playing some quartet music and still giving you our inspirational message. Now, let me just encourage you, you that are going through and that are in these areas that have the hot spots during the coronavirus, make sure you wear your mask. And I know a lot of people arguing about they don't want to wear a mask. Governor of your state is only trying to help you not to lose your life or spread the coronavirus to other people. So, I mean, I know that it's hard sometimes to wear it, but take it off and breathe a little bit and then put it back on. Amen. I'm encouraging you, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, put your mask on and keep it on. All right? And I pray that you have a blessed day, and I pray that you will be inspired as you listen to this music and our inspirational message. Now, don't forget also, you can call into the radio station, and on Thursday, we're going to be having a lot of call-ins. And let me just give you that telephone number. The telephone number right here at the radio station is 516-666-9901. You can call me up. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking a little bit about these masks. You know what I mean? I'm being honest. I can't understand why anybody would get upset because somebody telling you to wear a mask. to help you not to die and catch a virus. Thank God for them that are concerned about you. And I understand, you know, some people just don't want to wear it, but we're going to have a conversation about this. And so not today, but we will be having a conversation about it. And again, the radio station telephone number is 516-666-9901. All right, let's go back and play some good gospel music.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your word to worship. Let me hear your word to worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
your feet. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of
from knowing who you are.
Don't know who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power,
power
when you speak.
To
so be mindful, of the words you release. See,
I know
that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no King in you? You cry out. Is there no King living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem?
I know
been through some things. I've been through some too. But I found my inner King, and I came to help you find your inner King. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a King. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that
there is
a King in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that
there's
a King in you.
I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
And
if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king. There is a king.
Over here,
embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king in you.
Hey, 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 hey. I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king living in you.
Yes, there is a king in you. You know, that song is so important because so many people don't know who they are in God. And you know, you got to have a confident attitude of who you are in God. I am a child of the living God, and I ain't ashamed to say it. You know, some people shame, you know, they used to call you Bible thumpers, or, you know, you talk about the Bible too much. And I was glad. Amen. When they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and I'm glad to be a child of the living God, and I ain't ashamed to say it. As the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the kingdom of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. And I believe, and I thank God that there is a king in me. And I want to encourage you. Don't walk around like you've been baptized in pickle juice and sucking on lemons. I hate to say it, but some folk, boy, when you see them, sometimes that's what they've been, look like they've been sucking on, look like they've been baptized in pickle juice and sucking on lemons. No, keep your eyes, keep your smile, amen, look like you're saved. Amen and amen. There is a king in you, and I want to encourage you, keep your head up. And know who you are in God. And don't let nobody discourage you. You know, because you have many people try to encourage you. and to make you think that you ain't what you are. Now, you know who you are, amen, and walk in that. And that's my encouragement to you as we get ready to go into our inspirational message. But that song always stares me when I hear it, because I know so many people, as Darren Lawrence say, there are a lot of people that the enemy, he don't want you to know who you are. Amen. When you know who you are, you won't be going through so many things, because you can call things into existence, as the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. Did you not know there are things that God has promised you as being an heir and a joint heir with him? And not only being an heir and a joint heir with him, but let me tell you something. If you look at in the scripture where he says that he called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. And guess what? When they went somewhere, people took note, and they knew that those men was with Jesus. I mean, even in the Old Testament, every time somebody came up against them, they knew those enemies of those children of Israel knew that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was with them. And they knew that when they came up against those guys, they knew that they and their God was stronger than any other God. And I tell you, I want to encourage you, know who you are. Don't let the devil or anybody talk you out of what you are in God. I know who I am in him, and I don't have to have my head down. I know that I'm a child of the living God, and there's a king in me. Praise God. So I hope you was encouraged by that song. There is a king in you. We got so many people that have low self-esteem about themselves. Let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about what other people doing. You don't have to worry about what other people got. Amen. Because the same thing they got, I often tell people, you don't want what they got anyhow. God can give you better than what they got. It doesn't mean that you're in competition with them. No. See, one thing I've learned, it has nothing to do with what somebody else has. God gives to one's ability. And let me tell you, there are some people that are blessed in certain things that God has blessed them with, but there are some things God don't want to give you because he got something greater for you. I don't have to be like nobody else. I don't want to be like some of these famous preachers. I want to be like Jesus, the one that always, amen, have things and not only have them, but the good thing about it is when you be like him, there is no failure in him. Man has failures. God has no failures. And God can open up doors that no man can shut, and shut doors no man can open. And when God opened doors, it doesn't matter what you have in the bank. It doesn't matter if anybody don't know your name. In one day, God can get your name and make it great. Just like he did Solomon. Solomon, you know, I love that story about Solomon. Solomon was a man that God blessed that asked God for wisdom. God said, ask of anything. And he asked God, he could have asked him for riches. The thing he asked was for wisdom, the behavior that governs God's people. And because he asked that, God blessed him with great riches. And then when people heard of Solomon, and the things in which he had, even the king of Sheba said, the truth have never been told of what you had. When she came and saw what he had, glory to God, amen, she heard the news. And she wanted to go there just to check and see what they were saying was so. And when she got there, she realized that all the rumor, even though what the rumor was, wasn't even a half of what she saw. Hey, glory. You know why? It's because God can take your name greater and further than anybody can. Let me tell you, when God take your name somewhere, he'll open up those doors. The Bible says he'll bring you in front of the great kings. But you always remember this. When you get there, remember this. It is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. It ain't you. It has nothing to do with Kenneth Morgan, but it has all to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one get the credit. He's the one. You know, sometimes people wonder, you know, how you get there. I tell you how you get there. Get your mind on Jesus and keep your eyes on Jesus. And remember, he is the one is to be lifted up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up on the earth, I will draw all men unto thee. That song stirred me up, and I was trying to get to my inspirational message, but this is an inspirational message. Don't try to be like nobody else. Be who God has called you. And I often tell people when they take your fingerprint, your fingerprint is your identity of who you are, not nobody else. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Oh, I wish I was like this person because he's a millionaire. Oh, I want to speak like him. I don't want to speak like none of them. I want to speak like God. He told me in the scripture, all I got to do is open up my mouth and he will speak for me. And see, one thing I loved about Jesus, he never brought attention to himself. See, the reason why God can't use so many people because we get caught up in pride. We think it's us that is doing it. It ain't you. It's God working through you. Man has nothing in himself unless it comes from God. And you got to remember that divine favor, the divine favor of God. God can take you places where others can't take you. God can take you places even your degree can't take you. I see many people that got degrees on the wall and still working at Walmart, working at McDonald's. Now, is there anything wrong with working at McDonald's? No, sir. There's nothing wrong with working at Walmart. But what I'm saying, their degree that they went to school for didn't take them where they need to go. There are many people that get degrees on the wall. But remember that your degree is good. But with the anointing and with divine favor and with God, let me tell you something. God will take that degree further than what you have on your school when you went to school. But you got to remember, it's only God that gives ones the ability. It is he that gives the ability to accomplish things. And the problem is when you try to do everything without God, you're going to always fail. Now, I ain't trying to do it without God. It's like we say black lives matter, which is true. Black lives do matter. But having a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ matters too. God wants you to have a relationship. And when I say relationship, I like to always add this, a real relationship. Because a lot of people that go to church get a relationship. A lot of them ain't got a real relationship. A real relationship is I don't serve God just on Sunday. I serve God Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have a real relationship because I live holy. I have chosen to have or live a lifestyle. See, holiness is a choice of lifestyle. Don't you ever try to be like nobody else. I ain't trying to be like nobody else, and I want to encourage you. Don't you ever try to be like nobody else. Your identity in Christ might be different from everybody else. And whatever gift and talent that God has given you, use it to the glory and the honor of God. Don't use it for your own gain. Now, don't try to use it and let other people use your gift and cause your gift to be used in any other way other than for the glory of God. You want your gift and you want God to put his approval on your gift. And when God put his approval on your gift, when God put his approval on your life, now that's another thing, not just your talent and your gift, but your life. You want God to put his approval on your life. And you know how God puts his approval on your life is when you walk up right before him. He said, if you walk up right before me, no good thing will I withhold from you. You got to walk up right before God. Amen. Anytime, amen, to live any kind of way. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters. Either you love the one or hate the other. When you put God first, when you choose to have a lifestyle of holiness, when you choose to live a sanctified life that is dedicated to the Lord, that is walking up right before him, that you don't let no unclean thing come in your life. that you don't allow yourself to be tempted. Now, I didn't say one thing to know is nothing wrong with being tempted is when you yield to the temptation. And I want to encourage you that what you have in you, don't try to allow anybody to talk you down. Don't be afraid to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Living a life for God matters. Having a real relationship with Him. So this inspirational message to you is the song of which we just heard by Darrell Lawrence. There is a King in you, and don't let nobody, don't let nothing discourage you from knowing who you are. Know who you are in God and walk in it. Whatever you do, if you discourage today, walk in all that God has for you and walk in all that God told you to do. And let me just encourage you. Sometimes in things that you're trying to do for God, you might not see no results. Believe me, I've seen many times no results. Seem like nothing ain't happening. But whatever you do, keep your head up because the best is yet to come. Use your gift, your talent, and make sure your life is dedicated to the glory and the honor of God, that He can use it anytime and any way He want to use you. This is your encouragement. Go on and do what God has destined for you to do.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, He's intentional, never failing,
all things are working for my good,
cause He's intentional, hey, and He's never failing,
I'm
smile again. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah,
it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. See, I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that He's intentional.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to...
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station. Your Internet... You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station. Your Internet Radio Station. You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Thank you.
Yes, well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I want to thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan. See you tomorrow. Thank you.